It's business time. It's business. It's business time.
I don't know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time.
Ooh, Spotlight CEO, learn something, will ya? This week we talk with Dr. Garland Thomas McDavid, the good doctor, president of North Lawndale College Prep and Charter School in Lawndale. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
Nice to have you on. What can you tell me right off the bat for parents who are running around going, oh, I've got to get my kid into a great school?
That they should come to North Lawndale College Prep High School, of course. I'm president there, and I've been there for going on 2 years, and we're doing some amazing work. It's a compassionate college prep community that I'm really fortunate to be a part of. I don't think it's like any other high school in the city of Chicago.
Well, well said by you, but you're in a unique situation as a CEO because your clients need to be competitive. I mean, I'm not saying that's what you force them to do, but it's a competitive thing to get into any good school in Chicago.
Absolutely, and I think that that's a part of why North Lawndale is such a great choice. There's so many schools out there touting that they're college prep schools, that they'll get your kid in college, whereas I feel as a mom, you know, I'm a mom of five and I have my own kids that are in college right now. As a mom, I know how important it is that kids receive that love and compassion and that consideration for where they are in their lives. And students that come from the North Lawndale community, the west side of Chicago, they have a lot of things that need to be incorporated and considered in the development of their educational program. And the love, the compassion, and really meaningful support that North Lawndale builds into their program is incredibly important.
Dr. Thomas McDavid, this segment we do is called The Download in Chicago Business, which is sponsored by Signature Bank. But the idea of a high school being considered a business, you don't think of it that way. You don't think of education that way at all. But when I look at your core missions, your core purpose and values, even the strategic plan or anchors, and you have all this on the website, it does feel like a business plan. When you think of business, it's important. Some of the things that go into running a business are the same as running a high school.
Absolutely. I'm a big believer in strategy and efficiency, and I believe that, you know, the students need to feel the heart. The students need to feel the results. They need to feel the growth and the success, and they need to leave us in a condition that allows them to thrive when they get on that college campus. What happens behind the scenes needs to be very much like a business in that we are very focused on what we set out to accomplish, and we hold ourselves accountable for that on a daily basis. Without that focus and that accountability and that drive, that might feel like a business, we can get really soft about confusing effort with results.
The one thing I also think is interesting is that your mission at the end of the day is college graduation. This is a high school. It's not high school graduation. It's not even readying students for going into the work field. This is about college graduation. What do you do at the school at college prep that gets you there?
Oh, I love that question. There's so much. I mean, there's the core academic piece that we do. Again, you're going to hear that from every high school in Chicago. But then we have those signature programs. We have our freshman connection that starts our students off in college, and they begin with the end in mind from the first week that they're on our campus. We have Phoenix Rising, where we send them to school over the summer, and they attend college programs and get their feet on campuses and get an idea of what to expect. We have programs like the Phoenix Pact that allows our students to go to school with zero out-of-pocket costs, and the only requirement for that is that they maintain a 3.0. We have a Peace Warrior program that instills discipline and uses the Kingian nonviolence principles to teach our students what it means to be successful socially and emotionally and dwell within a community as well. There's just so much that our community gives. And, I mean, you mentioned Signature Bank. It is people like that that allow us to do what we do because they partner with us in the work. For example, they come out for our senior project and work with our students one-on-one. We have mentors that sit down, people that work in banks, that work in corporations, that work in every discipline you can think of, and give their personal time to help our students develop meaningful research questions, a thesis, and do the research and prepare a presentation and we hold our colloquium event that, you know, you and your colleagues should come out to. It's really phenomenal. Yeah. But, you know, it's things like that that distinguishes North Lawndale. It's partnership that and that commitment that we go to and through college with our students. It's far more than just the high school.
My last question for you just has to do with the Peace Warriors program. Gun violence has been an issue in Lawndale. It's been an issue at your high school. How do you prepare students and deal with an issue so just evil as gun violence that at Lawndale Prep?
Well, the Peace Warriors Initiative, you're right, is such a unique and special part of the school. I mean, we teach our students the Kingian nonviolence principles. We reinforce that. We have components that are proactive and focus around restorative justice to avoid those issues within our school. We celebrate days of peace. We have peace celebrations. We count the days of peace. There's so much encouraging our students to consider their community and the love that we show them and reflect that and the love that they show one another. I think the hard part, like you said, is what happens outside of the walls of the school. And thankfully, we have people at CPS like Janine Chu, Mary Bradley, Janice Jackson, who are really doing our best work in those areas yet as far as getting our kids to and from school safely. We just need everybody in Chicago to be doing their jobs.
You are rightfully proud of everything you're doing, and I appreciate you coming on this morning. And keep up the good work, including giving all those great kids an opportunity to pick the right path, not the wrong path, because your mission in life is a good one, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Dr. Garland Thomas McDavid, Justin, brought to us by
Signature Bank.